Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
After a fantastic conversation with Ryan Fagan, had DB and I going back and forth.
We're still arguing
throughout the break of his question about the Brewers and the White Sox, and then it went into where I had the White Sox this season. And let me fill you in, because I think it'd be good to let the audience hear what we were talking about. For one, we were talking a lot of Twins fans up here, a lot of White Sox fans up here. So I thought it was a good way to get into this segment. We were talking about the rotation, right? You look at the Twins, and I exited out because we couldn't remember all five guys, but it was Sonny Gray, Joe Ryan, Pablo Lopez, who they got in
just
the offseason,
yeah.
Tyler Mahle, and Kenta Maeda. Yep, and then you look at the White Sox. You have Cease, Lynn, Giolito,
Kopech,
and Clevinger. What rotation would you rather have?
White Sox.
The obvious choice is the White Sox. Yeah. The obvious choice. But I told DB they're not even top two in the AL Central for me. They're three, and we're talking about a team that everybody had at one for the past five plus years. One, they're the team. It's their year. I mean, outside of when the Guardians went far after their World Series run.
Don't tease your predictions yet. Or you can tease it. Don't give up your predictions, because tomorrow and we'll do – gosh, we even probably need to get into win-loss record, because you projected records in your division, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put it, – it's approximate based on
I get it.
So, doing
so
the past.
We should do – give me – so in the deal that we'll do, give me the most – over their projected win total, and the least under their projected win total. Tomorrow, okay. It's part of the predictions.
So we're going to do that. We're going to give our favorites in each division. Again, tomorrow's opening day, so we're going to really get into baseball.
A couple of nerds.
Yeah, we are. And I was doing a ton of research, a ton of reading last night, so it got me fired up for Thursday even more. But I'll calm the waters there based on our – break conversation of rotation, AL Central. It just had us thinking.
I'm bummed you like the Twins, because remember when we did – I can't even remember why we were dabbling, but they were one of my teams that I liked their offseason because of what they did defensively, especially in their outfield. Now, I mean, like I said, Gallo, those guys, they'll be good defensively. They're going to have to stay healthy, mm-hmm. and he's going to have to stop striking out. But with Taylor
– I don't think that'll ever happen.
Hey, you got some fellas, though. But I'm and the local yokels, and we'll talk Taylor. To – we move Maddie to tomorrow, Verzal. So if you've never talked – I always talk to Verzal on opening day. He goes to opening day every year.
For who?
Chicago.
Okay.
He is a diehard Cubby. He's a Blackhawks, Cubs, Bears guy. Okay, like
I can handle one third of Matt Verzal.
So listen, tomorrow you're gonna have to get him all, because he will be probably hammered, and it's historical. Like we just talked to him on opening day, so as Shane knows, you have to be ready for the dump button. he doesn't drink a ton. But I guarantee you he's letting his hair down.
Right there!
And, yeah, we almost literally got into a fist fight yesterday at Paisans. I pretty sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Second time in three times going out
What
there.
Was so spirited?
If
you can share. You don't have
to. I can. He thought it was – so it was empty. Like, off-brand hours, it's empty, right? Just wanted to get in, get out. So we were talking about a multitude of things, like what we wanted to do for, like, training and looking at a couple of things. And he's like, man, you know, I'm looking at cafe over there. It's pretty empty. Like, this is either going to be another slow day or we're going to get slammed. He goes, but it was kind of slow yesterday except for takeout orders, so – I don't know. So I kind of waited. And in like 5 minutes, it was mob deep. And I'm freaking out. right? I'm like, oh, my God, like, I'm trying to go. So I think low-key, he, like, asked me to do a couple things. Hey, can you grab a couple Diet Cokes? Can they need tea? Whatever, right? And I say, hey, no, I'll help you. It's cool. About 10 minutes in, I'm ready to go, right? So I put my bag in this box in the chair to the right of me. He wants to move it. He got to open up spots at the bar, according to him. Right, people need to sit down. No, he just wanted somebody to sit next to me. So, okay, fine. I'm really ready to go. So I get ready to get up, and there's this table of patrons. And one was raising their hand, and it drives him crazy. Like, don't do that. But I think I can say this. They were significantly older. So I stopped, and I said, hey, what do you need? You know, can I help you? Mm-hmm. So she told me what she wanted, and I told him, and he, like, laid into me, right? He's like, hey, man. He goes, don't do that. Don't, Kate. Like, we don't respond to that. Like, if they want to – so, and he, like really, like, was mad. I was like, bro, don't ever in your life talk to me like that again. Like, seriously. I'm not playing. Like, don't talk to me like that. Like, I'm trying to help you out. Respect to business. So we go back and forth, whatever. I'm like, fine, I'm leaving. It was time for me to go. He sent me a message like a couple hours later. I was like, whatever, man, you're still a jerk. You know, and he sends me a chip. And it's like, you know, it just, it gets a little dicey. But he said, so a guy came in. You think he just messes with us, right? A guy came in. I'm not going to say what he did, but does well in his business. He had an order last week for 30 pies. 30. Right?
Okay.
Good business, right?
Yeah, great business.
He simply wanted them cut in squares. Hey, can we get these cut in squares? Now, this guy's a regular because when he walked in, he sat right next to me. He's like, hey, I know you. And I was like, oh, okay. I think he's cool. Verzal was giving him a hard time. He, like, wanted a lemon with water, and Verzal gave him, like, 7 lemons. Because he asked him, he goes, well, what do you think this is? Like, water with lemons. Like, we're whatever. Just typical Verzal. So the guy under his breath goes, man, he's such an a-hole. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, he totally is. Like, he goes, but he makes it work, and I love him. And I was like, damn, I do too. Right? Like, that's my guy. And he goes, do you know what this blankety blank did last week? So he's telling me about this order. He says he wanted some cut in squares. You know what Verzal told him? 30 pies. 30 pies. Dude has an order. Just, hey, man, just simply cut them in squares. He said, this blankety blank over the phone says to me, if you want them cut in squares, call Domino's.
Domino's doesn't even do that.
They like, do, though.
Do they?
Yeah. And I told him, I said, listen.
Do they really cut it in squares?
Yeah, bro. But listen, you're missing the whole point. It could have been Godfather's or whoever else. He just was not
having it.
Compromising.
So he didn't get them in squares?
No. No. I go, so hey, how'd the pizza taste? He goes, heck of a lot easier to eat them in a triangle. I just the way it's. Oh man, I'm just taken aback. Right?
Are you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, like the table that was raising their hand. Like you, normal people wouldn't have acted like that with him. To them, he just is not. It's all about the principle. Like. Yeah, it was very tense.
Is he like the soup Nazi from Seinfeld, but
yes,
the pizza Nazi?
Very tense. Yes.
No pizza for you.
Yeah, it's just weird like that. So we're going to move him to tomorrow, and great. Who knows what we're getting.
Well,
Shane, just be prepared with the dump button.
Speaking of, so you mentioned he's going to opening day in Chicago. A friend of mine put something out on social media a couple of days ago after Kim Mulkey was wearing that weird – flamingo jacket, You remember that?
Oh, yeah. And she had to explain why she was wearing it?
Right.
I like Mulkey. People hate her. I like her.
So he posted on social media, like, oh, you know, these happen all the time. If this gets 5,000 likes, I will wear this to a Cubs game this year. This jacket. I'll buy it. I'll wear it. He didn't think anything of it because normally that photo gets what? Or video? 100 likes, maybe, right? Well, it got 18,000 likes. So he had to reach out to the designer, which is a $4,000 jacket. Thank goodness the designer said, hey, I'll let you borrow it for the game.
Is he wearing it to the Brewers tomorrow?
No, I don't know what game he's going to, but he has to wear it to a Cubs game this year.
It's burnt.
Cubs are, like, reaching out to potentially make him a first pitch in this jacket.
Burns and Stroman tomorrow. And Matt Verza with a heck of a show.
All good baseball. Lots still to come. More Coffee and Cream coming your way.